I guess, I know you guys, a bunch of people on this year's committee have been working at this for a long time, and I don't want to impose a newcomer's priorities necessarily, but I feel it would be helpful to me, and I think it would be helpful to the group as a whole if we, had a more of a higher level overview. I've just glanced through the January PNB report, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, but it doesn't seem on first skim to kind of answer those questions of strategy or vision that I think we need as a framework.
Yeah. Now, there's so many people to serve. There's the staff to serve, and there's the people that don't know about Pacifica and the station, and what effort do we put out to have any kind of effect at all?
Yeah, I appreciate
that. That's what overwhelms me, is to try to figure out how to use all of these different technologies, in whatever capacity is constructive. It's crazy.
Can I just add one thing to that? I guess from Henry again. My perspective. I think that the way I see it, radio. Radio's got an uncertain future if you're looking out 10 or 20 or 30 years, and the certainly radio in the forms that we have it now, and the future is really in this digital distribution. I think probably many people in this group probably agree with that, and I think that what strikes me, looking around KPFA, I don't know the rest of the network very well, but it seems to me that most people on the network don't understand that, don't realize that. So, I think we need to make a not just specific requests about budgeting and so on, but some kind of a grand statement that would kind of kick people in the rear and say, look, if we're going to survive, this is the direction we need to go. We need to get in front of the curve instead of lagging behind it.
Can I say something about that? One of the things I found when I was teaching people how to use email long ago is that no matter how much you told them that email would change their life, you couldn't move somebody who would tell you, well, I'm not really that into computers, and who looked at you skeptically as somebody who was a technophile. But if you sat down with them and showed them how to hit reply all and how to compose a message and how to form an address book and how to copy and paste, then that changed their lives. And one of the things that, I think the main way you're going to get a change in consciousness about how audio is going to be used is by getting people using those devices. A lot of my own thinking about it is just because based on the way I use my MP3 player as opposed to my radio now, and I was an avid Pacifica listener, and I've been saying for a while that what I wanted Pacifica to do as a thank you to its volunteers, and particularly at KPFA, where we've gone over goal on a number of drives, is to invest a relatively small amount of money to get each of them an MP3 player that they could also use as a USB drive, which is the model I have. So it could help them in their work producing radio, but it could also change the way they were listening and what they were listening to. And through that practice, they would begin to appreciate how different it's going to be, and they would actually get a direct hands-on experience when they want to go get content or put content up or the rest of it. They would become intimately involved with that very quickly. So I know budgets are tight, but that to me is one way to get people thinking about how this medium is going to change.
Yeah, I think that's true. Demonstrable exhibitions are the way to convince people.
Let me, if I may chime in, though, on a couple of levels here. The big picture here is, for me at least, even though I'm operations staff, I'm not a Luddite, believe me, but I'm also not the kind of technical person who needs to be the new kid on the block with the latest and greatest kind of thing. And I think that's consistent with Pacifica, our mission and our spirit. Really, we're a network, community radio stations first, and foremost, that's my orientation every day. And what I mean by that is, I think more concerned about having the staffing and resources and technology in place for us to serve our communities well. And by doing that first and foremost, we'll be successful in other ways. There was a panel last year at the NFCB that said, will podcasting be the end of community radio? And I was asked to be on that panel. And, we can get the MP3 from the NFCB for a few bucks. Maybe it would be wise and folks can listen to myself and others. And 70 or so managers and board members of other stations and staff members from other stations talk about these concerns. And I stand by what I said then. It's basically, you can create a podcast these days, and tomorrow it'll only be cheaper and easier to make your own video podcast, and there'll be tens of thousands of them. But it's no good if just you and your friends are listening to it. And having a community station to kind of validate that content is significant, and it will be going forward still. Whether that community station is exclusively a terrestrial station through its FM signal, or whether it's a fully integrated multi-platform distribution station through the web and through a terrestrial signal, or whatever that manifestation is, having that central station as a core ultimately validates the content as a first and foremost, number one. And number two, being community stations for 50 years that we have as a network, if we properly identify, and this is not a technical issue either, again, so pardon me, but it does relate to this. If we properly serve and identify first and serve secondly the communities that we're supposed to be serving, whether they want to get that content through their cell phones tomorrow or directly to their cars or in some other way in the future, that's fine. But the critical thing is that we continue to provide good quality service programming that meets the needs of our community. And if we do that first and foremost, the all emerging technologies, albeit, whatever they are, will be positioned to take advantage of them if we're doing that first and foremost. So, I want to just focus on that. So if we're going to have a big, which I would like to see, maybe a network-wide retreat to talk about emerging technologies, and that would be great. But a big part of that has to be, again, like I said earlier, great to talk about emerging technologies. They sound sexy and exciting, but let's talk about the basics. Let's talk about ensuring that our staff can do good quality programming today through the FM signal today, because that's going to direct our future successes and let us know whether we're going to be viable tomorrow. Before anything, before how we distribute through whatever methodology. You know what I mean? And so I want to say that. I'm not a Luddite. I'm all for technology, believe me. But I'm kind of saying, let's learn to walk before we run first. There's a Greek saying that my grandmother used to tell me that says it, and I think it's really important. As a network here, we are 50-something-year-old, but in a sense, with regards to operations and technology, we're not really walking properly. Let's learn to walk properly and ensure that our staff can use basic technology, and then we really focus on other stuff. I think if we go full speed into this new technology and that's all we focus on, we're going to miss the boat, and that's my big picture here.
I agree with Pete.
Yeah.
Because
another thing, and I'm sorry I'm dominating, I'm just excited because this technology committee meeting never happens for me, so I'm really grateful that I have this opportunity. But another, with regards to emerging technologies, it doesn't directly tie into our sister stations, but right now the FCC is talking about opening up a window of licensing opportunity that's never going to happen again in our lifetime. They're going to allow new community radio stations, non-profit community licensed stations, just like our five stations are licensed, to open up. And Pacifica, to some limited degree, largely through Ursula Rutenberg's efforts, Pacifica has been working in a coalition with Prometheus Radio and some other groups to get the word out and help get folks, community grassroots folks, to file and make these licenses. These are going to be our future affiliates. And even if they don't affiliate per se, this is the future of community radio. Again, it speaks to whether community radio or radio is dead. I don't think radio is dead. I think commercial radio is dead because it killed itself. It became irrelevant. But community radio, if it speaks to its community, is very relevant. And there are many examples of successes of community stations growing exponentially the last few years because they're doing just that. So what I mean, with regards to emerging technologies, rather than look at podcasting or distribution through this or that device, emerging technology that I see is an opportunity to get new licenses in the Midwest, in the South, in areas where they're needed. And if Pacifica, which is basically the granddaddy organization of community radio network, the only community radio network in the country, if we can focus a little more of our attention than just one or two staffers and allocate some more resources, we can play a leadership role here that will really help push us forward in the community radio arena. Again, regardless of what technology emerges in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to be relevant and viable because of the role we play as leaders in something like this. It's just simply licensing, filing for licensing, building a station. It's not an emerging technology like podcasting is per se, but I would say it's of much more importance in the big picture, or at least as much importance in the big picture for us to participate in this area than in any other technical area. So I do want to say that. I don't know how many of you folks are aware of this initiative, and the licensing window is only going to be very small. And so this is we're talking about the clock is ticking on this one. I think that the committee should find some room to talk about this as well if we could this year.
Well, I have to respond to that, Pete. This is Rob from WPFW. If you look at stations that for years and years have delayed, for example, investing monies that they budgeted for backup transmitters. If you look at the situations that stations have that don't have news production, there are a number of things in terms of the inventory. If you look at volunteer training programs, many of our stations don't have volunteer training programs. I think the issue from the technology side has to be, to begin with, we have to look at whether or not we're investing the money that we need to invest in our stations so that they can hold their own. If you look at the websites that some of our stations have, we're not able to put the news that we can't produce on air, but that's available from the rest of the network, onto a website. So if you look at that inventory that you and John have done, there's a great deal of work that still needs to be done simply to make sure that we're putting the adequate resources into our stations to capture the listener bases that we should have locally. So I don't think that the emphasis on technology is simply about being high-tech. I think that in many cases we've fallen behind. And the further we fall behind at a station level, the harder it is to catch up over time. And I think one of the things that this committee can do is add to the statements that you and John have done in your inventory to get the network to focus on where we're not really investing the money at the local station level to create the kind of human resource and technical infrastructure that we should have. Mm-hmm. And Pacific has never done that. So it's not a case of us spending too much money on cutting-edge technology. It's simply a case of us putting the money where it ought to go to make ourselves a viable network. And I think your report makes it clear that there are a number of places where we have avoided doing that, and that's our job on the PNB, is to make sure that we're investing the right amounts of money to make our stations viable. And we haven't done that year after year after year. And you know that, and John knows that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to just to clarify that. I agree with you, Rob. What I meant to say is, though, before we focus all of our efforts on emerging technologies exclusively, there are legitimate concerns as I go through our sister stations and see that our staff, particularly our unpaid staff, they are unpaid. They are giving above and beyond just from the get-go, and they are not given sufficient resources to just do basic programming. Forget about distributing online. And so what I'm talking about is, you know, learn to walk before we run, is ensure that it's not only talking about emerging technologies, I think we're kind of talking about the same things, though, Rob, ensure that we have a safety net of technical resources and human resources for our paid and unpaid staff to be effective.
But we're not in danger of overinvesting in emerging technologies.
I'm not suggesting that we are at all, hardly the case. I agree.
That's what it just sounded like.
No, I'm sorry. We're not in danger of overinvesting in any area of technology. As far as I can see in the last 5 years, there's been minimal investment in technology. We've been punting it for the last 5 years, basically.
It's 9:10 in Houston, I guess 10:10. We're kind of, to use an English term, free riding here. Let's go back to, you know, I respect the discussion. I just meant that maybe you should loop this back to what we need, you know, setting a date for the next meeting and some of the more.
Are we going to elect officers now?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we need to do that. To elect officers and set a calendar. Someone mentioned that.
All we have to do at this meeting, correct me if I'm wrong, David, is elect a chair.
A chair, maybe a vice chair and a secretary.
Well, mainly a secretary.
All right. So as convener, I will get that underway. Let's have nominations for a chair.
I'd like to nominate Michael Woodson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was who I was nominating.
Okay. I accept. Any discussion? Or any other nominations?
Right. Stay closed, baby. You're it.
Okay. No objections. I'll be the chair of the committee, and I'm the most overwhelmed person on it, I assure you. This is all.
And you'll be the best one.
Then we need a vice chair.
We need a secretary.
Secretary. Let's look for a secretary.
I nominate Henry North.
I think I have to decline. Thank you. I feel like I need more experience before I can take on that kind of responsibility.
Michael, why don't we make it that I'll continue as ad hoc secretary until we can...
are you doing that? Okay.
Yeah, until we can hogtie an unsuspecting member of the committee.
Is that John?
No, that was Rob.
Rob, sorry.
Rob.
Okay, good. So, temporary secretary.
Well, do we want it? Why not just nominate Rob?
Because I'm not gonna. I've got too many other responsibilities.
Because you're
gonna
decline. Okay.
Mary,
so we get you.
No. I understand that. I'm
okay.
I just.
Gotcha. Okay.
Sure.
Well, it was a good try, man.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't you like to walk across the freeway with this bag over your head?
Anyone else can jump in.
Okay, vice chair then. Is there a vice chair? Do we need a vice chair?
No, I'll scratch your back, Mary. How about you?
What about Vajra?
Oh, Vajra.
I nominate Vajra for vice chair.
No, thank you. I decline.
Oh, she declines.
I decline.
Alfonso, would you like to be vice chair?
Honestly, I don't think I'm capable. I mean, this is my first time, and yeah, I don't think I will feel comfortable doing it.
Vice chair.
I need to decline, yeah.
I would do vice chair because Michael's going to be the chair all the time.
Okay, I'd nominate Mary Berg.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
I'll send you a package of vitamins, Mike.
I'm telling you, I've got something to send my neuroses on.
Did anybody second that nomination? I'll second it.
You don't need to second in committee.
Oh, good.
So we'll take it, okay.
Who did that?
Me, Rob.
No, the woman that said she.
That was Vajra.
The only other woman on the call.
That was Vajra. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing for that, Vajra. Okay.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, we'll close the nominations, and are there any objections to having Mary as vice chair? Okay. That's done. Mary is vice chair. Rob Robinson is... temporary secretary, I guess?
Interim secretary.
The I secretary.
That little I secretary.
Michael Woodson is the chair. Okay, the next practical matter would be the date of our next meeting.
How about the 28th of March? I'm looking at the calendar.
Oh, you are, but I'm
yep.
28th is KPFT's local station
yep,
meeting.
That's not good then.
actually now. Is this time a good time?
It is for me.
Probably fine.
This is Bill. I'd prefer later if we have it on Wednesday, but that's just not essential, but preferable.
Tuesdays are probably out for me, and alternate Mondays are out. So,
we could... We
Fridays
could first and third Wednesdays. Let's try that one.
The 21st?
The 21st, okay. Let's see. I don't think there's nothing there at the moment.
We're contemplating meeting twice a month.
Do you think you can keep that up?
Me?
Well,
No. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to engage in salacious badinage, but Michael, do you think that you can sustain two meetings a month?
I'd like to try two meetings a month for a month or two and then slow it down to one a month. There's so much to try to figure out here and to organize that I think we should get at it and then
But what you
then,
really need to organize is quorum participation. And
yes.
If you're doing it twice a month, you may lose that.
Okay,
I'm just making a suggestion.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't want to... Go ahead, Mary.
Did we have, have all the stations got their committees now? I know that some were going to be, so do we have a full roster of our people?
No, WPFW has not completed electing people. The reason we have candidates for the technology committee is because they were uncontested.
Right, but I was just wondering, are we going to be expecting more membership here? Sherry Gendel, I guess you saw her email. She would call. She was in court tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if she would try to call, it didn't go on too late. But
yes, we saw.
So,
is there any discussion about the weekday versus weekend? I don't know. What's the sense of the committee? That's one thing, and the other issue is. How often?
Well, I would be up to try for the 21st.
I think...
I mean, I don't see anything on there, at least for now. I personally don't mind weekends. Some people are vehemently against them, but there's just not... I mean, unless we go back and do a whole lot of serious tweaking, there is just not enough weekdays.
You want another meeting on the 21st of March?
On the 21st
well, I think
March,
that's what...
There's a,
I've got a conflict.
WBAI local station board meeting that night.
Oh.
How about April
okay.
the 4th? Is there always conflicts with first and third Wednesdays?
Well, there could be conflicts with Wednesdays. I don't know. But we've got two LSBs who meet. Do you normally meet on Wednesdays, the two LSBs who are meeting on Wednesdays?
KPFT meets last Wednesday.
W meets on the second Wednesday of each month.
All right, so Wednesdays. Are not the best, maybe. The second. Well, but the 21st is the third Wednesday. But an LSB is meeting then.
Are third Wednesdays bad for anyone?
Well, is this...
The 21st is the third Wednesday. We have an LSB meeting.
But
so that's when you...
The question is, are they always on third Wednesdays, Vajra?
Right.
No.
Oh, okay. So, Michael, you might be able to glom on to third Wednesdays.
Let's try third Wednesdays, yeah. I know that's kind of bad for Bill, but he said he could...
No, actually, the third Wednesday's fine for me. The first Wednesday I have another meeting. I don't have to go to it, but it starts at 7 Central Time.
That's a regular monthly deal or a one-time shot.
The first Wednesday is a regular monthly deal, but I don't have to come every time, or I can leave late like I did today.
Well, let's take it. I don't need to be asked twice. Let's take the third Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay, but what about the next meeting? You want to wait until...
Well, Azra can't be there. That's
well,
bad.
Not just me, but everybody
about
else.
Two other people.
Three people won't be able to make it.
Could we shift it to the 19th? Does that work? I can't remember the 19th of March.
That's being
are you going to be able to have a meeting with a quorum and a full agenda I just think that you may be burning, burning yourselves out. You've got to get people to participate. You've got to get the agenda together. There's a lot of work for the chair to put that together, and I'm wondering if you want to set the bar so high for yourself. It may not seem that way, but it really is.
No, I'm happy with once a month. Yeah,
once a month is probably better.
Was that Michael? Who was that?
Yeah, Michael said once a month.
Well, then we would be the 19th in any case. I thought we were looking for that as a coordinating.
March 19th?
Yeah, I think that means already.
Yeah, I've got classes on Monday. So.
Okay, Monday's no good.
That's Dave's preference for the coordinating committee, if I'm not mistaken. If Dave is still here.
The third Wednesday in April is April the 18th.
That'll be...
Okay. Now,
is that going to be all
right? Which LSB meets the third Wednesday?
None. There's a special one.
Oh,
just
this
one.
With, okay.
WBAI this month.
How does this committee feel
well,
about?
Well, the only problem with the third Wednesday, and I'm looking at the 19th as a finance meeting, is that we're starting the PNB on that Friday.
Right.
Which means it's going to be a little crazy because I'm going to have to.
No, that's no. I knew that. That's no good. That's
right, because that means that I'm going to have to leave on that Wednesday.
Okay, so the 18th is no good. Of April.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody mentioned every other Monday, but how about the other Mondays?
No, I have class every Monday.
Oh, every Monday. Okay, sorry.
How about the 11th of April? Is that am I missing? The second
what about
Wednesdays or event?
That's a Sunday. Oh, no, wait.
No.
The second.
Weekends. How do we feel about weekends?
No. I think the 11th. Who has a problem with the 11th of April?
The second.
The 11th.
Doesn't one of the LSBs meet on the second Wednesday?
I thought they did.
Is there an LSB that meets on the second Wednesday?
I thought it was you guys.
No, not BAI.
When do you meet the first one?
No, we meet sort of when we can find space and thrust.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's try the second. Let's try the second Wednesday. Is that good for you, Bill?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You had a problem. Okay.
So that's the 11th? Or I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That'd be
no,
the
it can't
11th.
Be.
Same time?
Yeah.
What do you mean, no, it can't be? Who said no, it can't
the
be?
The second Wednesday?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of April. 11th.
Is that good for Henry?
Okay.
That's fine with me.
And Alfonso?
Yeah, that's fine. Good. Wednesday is fine.
I can do that.
I think that's everybody.
Watch that there'll be three meetings all scheduled for April the 11th. The minute I hang up, but right this minute.
Yeah. Let's grab it. I think.
Okay.
April 11th is our next meeting.
Well, the thing to do is put it on the calendar right now.
Get it on. And then the bigger issue is
the agenda.
I don't know if this is crazy, but I need phone numbers.
Not on the web stream, please.
Yeah, let's do that on email or something.
Well, I think, Michael, I sent you, well, I need, for PPFA, I sent both.
I don't have Sherry. Anyway, I'll do it by, I did it a couple of times, but it didn't work, so I'll try it again.
I think Mary sent out a list to the PNB with the committee membership and the names and the emails and the main phone number.
Yeah.
Didn't you marry a couple of days
ago?
Yeah.
I did, but that wasn't for every station. I haven't got it together for every station.
I control the waters for that. Let's go on to the calendar.
Speaking of technology, does this group have a listserv?
Have a what?
A listserv.
They said they're
cool. Oh, that we don't. We
now
could set
you
a
go
Google
into the belly
one.
Of the beast.
Uh-huh.
We could do a Google one.
A Google one?
Well, this group hasn't really met regularly to ever do that. In the past, I think years ago, there was a Pacifica Tech that had IPMB members and other staffers. It's long defunct, but if that's the preferred methodology, that's fine. But if you folks want to set up like a private forum to be able to post and reference things and have a dialogue back and forth, I can do something like that for us. That'd be great. I would be happy to do that. We're going to need a way to dialogue and work, and just email doesn't really allow you to work, whereas if we have a forum, we can have dialogue around particular issues that kind of stay easy to read. And
okay. As long as it's not Yahoo or Hotmail.
Yeah, Yahoo groups are just impossible, Pete. They really don't work well.
That's why I said Gmail.
Yeah, I think
it works well.
I'm talking about, you know, putting up a private forum on one of the sites for use.
Sounds like
using software. Okay.
Go for it, Pete.
How much work is that? Can you? Pete,
it wouldn't be much work at all, and if it will produce results, I'll be happy to do it in the next week.
Okay. If you could do it, that would be cool.
Great.
Before you go, Pete, I have to ask you a question, so don't leave this call until I get to do that.
Okay.
All right. So what do we want on the calendar? Is Dave still on the line? That was
no, Dave left the call, I think.
And this is Vajra. I have to leave also.
Yeah, me too, Henry.
How do you mean what we want on the calendar? We just want to post that it's this time.
Well, I mean, there's like a schedule of what we want to content, what we want to talk about.
Well, I think we'll fill that in as we...
You can just say TBD.
TBA.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, TBA, okay. Well, TBA, determined, announced, okay.
Once we have a forum set up, we can discuss it online.
Right, well, but for this, you just want to grab the thing. I'll put it up if you want.
No, I think I chose the wrong word. It was poor word choice there.
Oh.
What will be our priorities?
That's something else.
What do we want to talk about?
I was just talking about getting posted on the calendar so that nobody else grabs the spot.
Why doesn't everybody suggest to Michael what they would like prioritized in the meeting, and then he can make the cuts?
That works.
We can work that out via the forum that's set up, or even before that via email right away.
We could email that right away.
Good. Well,
I'll email the list of concerns that I said at the very beginning when we started talking as well.
Okay. That'd be good.
I'm kind of getting the idea that this meeting is trailing off and that we're going to handle some of the business via the listserv that Pete set up.
And Rob, if you took the notes, I guess I didn't take any notes, so I guess you have some.
It's on me.
Concerns.
And we have the audio.
And you could put that out too.